So today, I invite us to continue to rest our hearts and minds on Jesus Christ as we engage with God's Word. Our word for today, and you might have to take note, and I'll slow down a little since we don't have it on screen and all that going on today, comes from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. In fact, I know we've got some folks online, and if you want to drop that text for your neighbors and your friends so that they might see it and look it up if they need it, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. All right, hear these words as I will read them from the Common English Bible translation. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. When the wine ran out, Jesus' mother said to him, "They don't have any wine." Jesus replied, "Woman, what does that have to do with me? My time hasn't come yet." His mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby were 6 stone water jars used for the Jewish cleansing ritual, each able to hold about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now, draw some from them and take it to the head waiter." And they did. The head waiter tasted the water that had become wine. He didn't know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. The head waiter called the groom and said, "Everyone serves the good wine first. They bring out the second-rate wine only when the guests are drinking freely. You keep the good wine until now." This was the first miraculous sign that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee. He revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. See something, say something. Too often, people see and say nothing. No asking for advice, no asking for clarity, no asking for confirmation. And soon enough, we leave someone behind, close off ourselves to our neighbors, and only hope, potential possibility of which we are no longer a part, of helping someone in need is out there. We get lost in our solitude when we don't see something and say something. You see, this, what I consider this first follower in Mary, takes action by telling Jesus the wine is out at the wedding. She knew this was going to be something he could address. Now, she may not have known how, but in this case, I would say, and in any case, when it comes to Jesus, it really doesn't matter. I think she lives out this text that you probably are familiar with in some translation of Hebrews 11, verse 1, that says, "Faith is the reality of what we hope for, and that is the proof of what we don't see." You see, as disciples and followers of Jesus, we are those of us who ask for help. We don't need permission to ask for help. We know that because we follow Jesus, if we see a need, Jesus, help us out here. We know that if we see a need, we can call on Jesus, that there is a path already lit and showing the way, God's way, a divine way forward. And even the most celebratory of circumstances and the simplest of moments in our lives. Even if you think Jesus already knows this obvious, I mean, come on, it's a wedding. And when you run out of wine at a celebration, somebody's going to know, if not everybody. And sure enough, I think Jesus was an observant kind of fella. But even if you think he already knows this obvious, such as this wine running out, speak. Mary is a beautiful example, naming the challenge and making her petition known. This is our call if we want to be like this first follower type of person. We must learn to pay attention to not what only is going on in the world, but also what's going on with the one who is with us. Attentive to his ways and even following his lead. Now, I bet there's probably some crazy life circumstance that you observed, and I had an imaginary one, but I'm sure it's happened in the world where someone's done something such as, let's say, announcing their engagement. Now, that's exciting, right? That's good news. We want to get out there and share that and encourage and say all these things. But what if that news was shared during that person's best friend's wedding ceremony? Ouch. Sometimes we don't seem to know better, but Jesus does. Jesus knows better than to one-up this wedding. Jesus knows better than to show up with this audacious miracle moment in such a way that he takes away from the moment. He has yet decided that he's going to stay in his lane, in his power, even in a moment such as this. When Jesus replies to his mother, I think that reply is revealing. Now, if you read this and were like, what? Jesus said that? Those words, woman, what does that have to do with me? I want to calm us down a little bit, slow our roll, and remind us that that was actually not an unusual, colloquial, normal phrase that one might say in response in conversation. So let's take a breather. But I think the next part invites this continued dialogue, and he qualifies this normal sort of speak in response with, my time hasn't come yet. Even in the not yet seasons, we can live like Jesus will. We can look to that Luke 11. That says, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. God wants to hear from us and may have a way more appropriate for the moment, for us to live out our faith in action, for us to engage in that energy that is resting on our hearts. Mary's excited, y'all. And I'm sure we are too when we see a possibility for Jesus to do something amazing. Even if it's not Jesus's time to reveal his glory, because that's really the crux of it. Not just not interrupting somebody's wedding, but with this moment in time, it's not yet his time to reveal all of those things in that Mary had a little lamb story, right? All of those miraculous moments, all of those ways that God shows up through Jesus Christ. That it doesn't mean it's not yet still God's time to answer prayer. I think of prayer as a conversation with God. And what better conversation than this interaction, this general dialogue and moment with Jesus? I'm reminded of a really good commercial, actually. And in fact, a whole bunch of them, but if I mention a certain name, it might resonate on mine with you. And what I love about a really good commercial is suddenly that offer that that product, that weird thing, that amazing opportunity that's promoted is a must have. It's a, man, that's a good idea. Man, that would be smart. Hello, Limu Imu. You are now my friend. And we find ourselves with these good commercials following someone, some entity, some amazing presenter and presence that we didn't even know before we got started. Sometimes it's awkward to follow the themes and people we don't know, actually. Because maybe we don't have that introduction, that commercial. But sure enough, it is less so if someone else has done it first. If someone else has this light in our path that lays the foundation like a testimonial on a product review. When someone else shows up like this first follower in Mary and shows us who Jesus is, then we get these benefits of verse 6 that begin to come to light in our text. When Jesus speaks and these servants, these people, they just listen. Rather than asking why and saying, I don't know about this dude, they just say, okay, and fill those jars. You see, Mary may have embraced her first follower status, but they gave the servants permission. Rather, that action gave the servants permission rather than this blind trust. I think sometimes we have this blind trust, and it's kind of weird being online with everybody right now, not seeing the interactions. And it reminds me of televangelism, and there are a lot of televangelists, right, that many of us blindly trust because they do kind of like a good commercial. But let us let the text inform our hearts and minds today. Let the stories of Jesus, like in our children's message song, or that hymn, tell me the stories of Jesus that I want to hear. For most of us, this moment, this text is actually the start of when we begin to see the stories of Jesus, the miracles of Jesus. He lit a light that set him and us on a path to the cross. I know that was a children's song, but y'all heard the message. This moment in time when Jesus is on the cross. We know that's not the end of the story, but it is part of our story because it is God's story and we are God's people. So here we are, receiving this good news commercial moment with Mary. Hey, servants, do as he says. And they decide to follow and listen. I think this is beautiful because it reminds us that when Jesus shows up, you not only have the ability to witness through others' experiences, hearing what Mary has to say, but you are invited to follow too. Take your first step. Fill what is an empty bowl or cup or otherwise in the world, just as Jesus directs us to do so. I think I was inspired a little bit too much. I keep saying this language first follower, but it keeps resonating with me. And I've got an opportunity for you. And anyone that's actually on their computer watching this and can get in a separate tab and pull up YouTube, I want you to drop this YouTube link in the comments for folks. Please watch after the service, though. And look up Dancing Man First Follower. I'll tell you about it while we're here together in this moment. God was at work. There was this man, and he's in a field, actually at a concert, you know, the field, seating in the grass way far off in the way. And this man just starts dancing. And I mean, getting into that dance, going wild and fun in every fluid, not so fluid, quirky, weird motion that is in his system. He's like, I'm in it to win it. And he's all by himself, right? And there are plenty of people around. But sure enough, somebody says, you know what? I want to follow this one. And they decide to be the first follower. And they start dancing and grooving around in their own unique way. And something about that first follower gives permission to everybody else to say, you know what? I want to do that too. There is this beautiful thing about engaging in this connection, this liberating thing about that freedom that comes from not only that first follower, not only Mary, who's like, come on, listen to Jesus. He's going to tell you to do something. But for everyone else in the vicinity too. Mary, Jesus, and the servants knew the source, even if the how remains a miracle to us. A miracle in that moment. The first one, in fact, that Jesus does in our biblical texts. And he does so in a way that it's almost a secret. The results, however, speak. They speak loudly. And especially, I think, in ways that these servants could never have explained to that head waiter. The new wine, so great, so good, that's brought forward, that this host just can't believe. How do you have all this good wine at this point in the party? And even explains it away because he doesn't understand. He wasn't a part of that invitational moment earlier on. You know what? I think, and actually I know, that God, and as is in our lives, God was at work long before we knew it. Even before Mary's like, oh, I bet Jesus could do something about this. I think that there's this what if moment. What if Mary was bold enough to follow, invite others because she had seen Jesus do and be miraculous before and wasn't worried about other people not believing her and just acted in her faith? Some of us disciples are early adopters. We take on the early moments and we are the first followers and fighters and spreading the good news. And some of us join in from the crowd. Some of us are like these servant leaders who become part of the miracles of Jesus at work. I invite us to remember that you are not alone. As people of faith and God's people, we are part of God's miraculous work, God's working power already ours, if we are willing to look a little ridiculous sometimes, believing and walking by faith, hoping for so much. And if you watch that video, maybe even not even realizing just how great our impact of simply following can be. That dancing man brought out an opportunity like Jesus does for us. Jesus says, man, oh man, have I got something for you if you will just follow me. And Jesus knows, I need more followers. I need disciples. I need people willing to walk the walk of faith. Trust me and follow. And when we just do that, we make it possible for far more than we could ever imagine. The evidence of things not seen beyond our hopes. We are part of God's story. And I'm thankful that we get to do that here at Hilldale United Methodist Church. I encourage you, walk the walk of faith. Do the next right thing, kiddos, as Frozen 2 would say. And you will see crowds, scores of people will respond by just being the person God has called you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.